Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Ukrainian firefighters sort through the charred remains of a high-rise building in the aftermath of Russian drones and missiles that rained down on Odessa overnight. But Ukraine remains focused on recapturing as much Russian-occupied territory as possible before winter sets in. NPR's Joanna Kakissis reports it's counting on powerful tanks from the U.S. to help.
Writing on social media, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the powerful Abrams battle tanks from the U.S. will help reinforce his country's military brigades. He did not specify how many tanks had arrived in Ukraine or exactly when they would be deployed. At the beginning of the year, the U.S. had promised Ukraine 31 Abrams tanks paired with armor-piercing depleted uranium rounds. The tanks are expected to be used in the counteroffensive that started in June. But Kirilo Budanov, who leads Ukraine's military intelligence, told an American military website that the tanks must be used for, quote, specific, well-crafted operations to avoid being destroyed. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News, Kyiv.
Senator Bob Menendez is denying the bribery charges against him and defying calls that he resign. At a news conference today, the Democrat from New Jersey sought to defend himself against allegations that he accepted bribes in exchange for using his influence to benefit several businessmen and the government of Egypt.
For 30 years, I have withdrawn thousands of dollars in cash from my personal savings account, which I have kept for emergencies and because of the history of my family facing confiscation in Cuba.
Menendez and his wife Nadine are expected to appear in Manhattan federal court Wednesday. Starting today, people in the U.S. can once again request free COVID-19 test kits from the federal government. Washington, D.C. making the tests available as cases of the virus are expected to climb this fall and winter. Here's NPR's Kristen Wright.
Each household can request up to 4 free rapid test kits on covidtests.gov to be delivered by the Postal Service. Health officials are trying to prevent the spread of the virus over the coming months. The Department of Health and Human Services says these tests will detect current variants. Assistant Secretary for the Administration for Preparedness and Response, Dawn O'Connell, spoke to NPR's Morning Edition.
We know folks are going to be gathering indoors in the coming months, likely with family members who may be elderly or younger or with some immunocompromised risk.
The Biden administration is providing $600 million to test manufacturers to boost production. Kristen Wright, NPR News.
U.S. stocks are trading higher this hour. The Dow is up 12 points at 33,976. The S&P is up 12 points and the Nasdaq has risen 42 points. It's at 13,254. You're listening to NPR News. The French government is withdrawing its ambassador and 1,500 troops from the African country of Niger after a coup in that country 2 months ago. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports it's a blow to French diplomacy in Africa.
At first, France held on, saying it did not recognize Niger's anti-French junta, but things became too difficult. The French ambassador could no longer leave the embassy. French soldiers could no longer venture off their base. Macron announced on TV that France would pull out of its former colony, but reminded viewers it had been invited at one time into Niger and other countries in the region.
We were asked to come and help fight
terrorism, said Macron. We had soldiers die in the Sahel to keep the jihadists from taking over. Anti-French coups in Mali and Burkina Faso in the last couple years have also pushed out French troops and ended French influence. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Mafia boss Matteo Messina Denaro, Italy's most wanted fugitive for years, has died in a hospital prison. The 61-year-old reportedly had cancer, but prosecutors say they are still requesting an autopsy. Before his capture in January, Donato spent the better part of 30 years eluding authorities in western Sicily with the help of residents in his stronghold. He was convicted in absentia of a series of murders and of helping other top bosses orchestrate deadly bombings in the early 1990s. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, in Washington.